I'm Dan Klufstad with Illinois News. All the Democratic gubernatorial candidates except Robert Marshall support a graduated state income tax, but only T.O. Hardeman and State Senator Daniel Biss support another way of taxing the wealthy, the so-called LaSalle Street proposal that would tax financial transactions such as buying and selling stocks. Biss says his support for this kind of tax sets him apart from the other frontrunners.
The other candidates say they're against it. They say that it's impractical. What I would say is, if we're not going to build a tax system that works for the modern economy, we're not going to have a state that works for our modern society.
Biss spoke on the public radio talk show the 21st. He says Illinois also needs property tax reform. Biss says the current assessment process gives unfair breaks to wealthy homeowners and overtaxes homes in middle and working class neighborhoods. In other news, the gun debate continues at the Illinois State Capitol. Jacqueline Driscoll has more on the latest legislation.
Senator Ira Silverstein, a Democrat from Chicago, is targeting weapons like the AR-15, a popular semi-automatic rifle used in the recent Florida school shooting.
I don't know why people need these types of guns in the first place. They're highly sophisticated, powerful guns.
But his plan goes further. It classifies several guns and attachments as, quote, assault weapons. Todd Vandermeide, a pro-gun lobbyist, says the title is misleading.
Assault weapons is a fictitious term. It was made up by the anti-gun groups to sit there and try to demonize modern semi-automatic firearms and to confuse the general public that they're machine guns when they're not.
A Senate committee advanced another bill allowing a family member or law enforcement to go to court if they feel a person who owns a firearm poses a significant danger. A judge could order seizure of guns. I'm Jacqueline Driscoll.
And a growing number of Illinois Democrats are calling for an independent investigation into misconduct within House Speaker Michael Madigan's political operations. Madigan, who also chairs the state Democratic Party, dismissed two campaign workers in recent days following complaints of sexual harassment and other inappropriate behavior. Several Democratic lawmakers and candidates are questioning how Madigan handled the complaints. Madigan said last week he's taking steps to address the issue, including retaining an independent firm to investigate harassment allegations. State Representative Kelly Cassidy says the investigator should not be chosen by Madigan or any other Democratic officials. Democratic gubernatorial candidates also want an investigation. I'm Dan Klufstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. The National Weather Service has issued a flood watch for much of southern Illinois, and it's in effect until Saturday night. Meteorologist Kevin Smith says this area can expect 3.5 to 4.5 inches of rain, but everything should begin to dry out by Sunday.
We're going to be staying at least at or above average for highs, and the same for lows. We'll probably be looking for lows not changing much as well. And they may be well above normal, especially because of the strong flow of warm and moist air into the region.
Smith says over this week and next, the average high temperatures range from the 50s, 60s, maybe even into the 70s. A group in Illinois is pushing lawmakers to pass legislation to protect DACA recipients. WSIU's Colin Dorsey reports.
President Trump's deadline for Congress to pass a DREAM Act is March 5th. If that deadline passes, DACA recipients will start to be deported from the United States. Eric Gosh with Indivisible Illinois says immigrants make up for a large portion of business.
The number is about 20% of small businesses were started by immigrants. When we look at Fortune 500 companies, we're looking at approximately 40% of all Fortune 500 companies were either started by immigrants or their children.
Gosh says nearly 80% of Americans are in favor of legislation to protect DACA recipients. For WSIU Radio News, I'm Colin Dorsey.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller.